I ask you, Judge Mark Betlesky, can you identify the singer in this song at all? Do you know?
If it was AC/DC, I could tell you everything about him, but I'm not a country western guy, I'm afraid.
Well, that's Taylor Swift from her first album.
Oh.
Now, of course, she's a big pop star as well, and she's in Cleveland today. So Craig always likes to wish these celebrities that are in town hello, good morning, because, you know, they're probably tuned in. So not that I'm making you nervous or anything, but a lot of folks tune in this morning to find out about the Kiwanis Club of Illyria's Strawberry Festival. When is this taking place, Mark?
This is next Wednesday, the 10th of June, at starting at 4 o'clock at St. John Lutheran Church in Illyria. And I hope to gosh that Taylor wasn't listening, because she'd feel pretty bad about him greeting her in the morning and then me not even recognizing her voice.
Yeah, I know. Well, she's changed. You know, she's got a whole new audience.
Yeah,
Shake It Off. What's the Bad Blood? That's her latest one. And the one about the Starbucks lovers or something like that, that's a whole other.
I don't know. I'm going to have to turn to my left to Brittany. I think that's her name.
Yes. Wait a minute.
Yeah, to find out what she thinks.
And, to find out. But you've got a lot of things with the Strawberry Festival. This is on next Wednesday. And it's one of the big fundraisers for your Kiwanis
Club. The number one fundraiser for the Illyria Kiwanis Club. It's been in existence for over 50 years. My co-chair, Dr. Dennis Lehman, must have had a veterinary emergency this morning. He's not yet here, but he'd know exactly which year this is for us. But it probably gets 60 to 70% of the money we receive over the span of a year that we then end up distributing to various organizations and worthy causes throughout the remainder of the year. So this is the center of our Kiwanis universe for at least another week or so.
Uh-huh. Focusing on this, and of course, it's even though it is a well-run machine, so to speak, if you do it year after year, you still always have to just make sure all of the things are put in place.
Right? Yeah, and the fact that Denny's not here does not indicate that it is not a well-run machine.
Right. Okay.
It's so well-run that he understands that I can handle this on my own.
Wow.
Thanks, Denny.
Excellent.
And in light of the fact that it's the strawberry full moon yesterday, that's part of the reason why we have the strawberry festival.
Is that what that annoying thing was?
That full
annoying?
Moon last night? Annoying.
What are you talking about? And you could see the space station, too.
Okay.
Last night.
You brought it up, the space station. Space station, the International Space Station up there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were having a conversation off the radio, and I mentioned, because Brittany's here and she's younger, she's just in college now, and I said, Craig and I are old enough to remember Skylab. Do you remember Skylab?
I do.
Craig looked at me and goes, what? Skylab? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
So then I had to start explaining to him. I said, don't you remember when we were all waiting to see if Skylab was going to come crashing down and where it was going to land?
It's been my experience that generally when men reach a certain age and there's a pretty attractive woman in the room with them,
I see,
all of a sudden they forget everything that occurred in the 60s and 70s.
They just don't.
Yeah, and the 80s. And they start at the 90s and think that works.
Well, Judge, with all due respect, I would simply say that this is when I was in college, and I was kind of oblivious to the world when I was in college.
That's true. Really? Craig was oblivious to the world when he was in college. So was I, though. So was I. I even mentioned off the air I'm a college dropout, so I was really oblivious for a couple of years.
Yes.
But it all worked out in the end.
Oh, that's it. Well, you're part of the Kiwanis Club. Obviously, you decided to do some good in the world then, right? After
Absolutely. You know, the real reason I ended up joining the organization was, you know, I had working in Illyria with a law firm in Illyria, and grew up in Lorain, so I wasn't really that, Illyria focused. But I wanted to get involved in my community. And my next-door neighbor at the office, Bobby Petrock, was a longtime member of the Kiwanis Club, and he said, listen, you know, if you want to do service in the city of Illyria, in the Illyria area, that's the right organization. And that's since 1993, so we're now 22 years later, and still at it.
What are some of the service things that you've been participating in?
Usually our hottest time of the year for us, because in May, a number of Kiwanians are involved in the Special Olympics program, and we used to do the Dial a Story. Now we're funding a program through the Illyria Library where you can go onto their website and see various books in that regard. There's a reading program we're doing with the Elyria schools now to assist third graders in improving their reading scores. That's a program we do now. We work with the Elyria Parks for the Safety Town program in the city of Elyria. We're a major sponsor of the Safety Town. We're in the process right now of rebuilding the Safety Town storage shack with the assistance of Home Depot. And
do you have to paint and maintain some of those structures and things like that?
Well, that's why we also sponsor youth organizations like Key Club and stuff like that. So if it's really hard work, we work with our youth organizations to help us old men.
You farm it out.
Yep. No. We mentor.
They read Tom Sawyer, I think, is what they did.
That's when you get to a certain age, it's not farming out, it's mentoring.
he glossed over. He just mentioned the word dial a story.
Yeah, I know.
Take me back to that. I just want.
I'm sorry. You know, that tells you that I just age myself to a certain extent. It's changed over the last few years. And Celeste and Lynn over at the Elyria Libraries, our friends and our members, are going to be very unhappy about my mental lapse. But, you know, the old program was you would call into the particular number and you get to hear a story over the telephone. And that was great. I used to do it myself. But technology is a little bit better than it was when I was young. And so now we have an opportunity where people can get a number of different stories through the internet and still get access, remote access. So, you know, when you're on your vacation in South Carolina or something like that.
So somewhere there's kids that have listened to Mark Bitleski read, what, Green Eggs and Ham or something like that?
So you were actually the reader. You were the reader.
All I can tell you is if anything goes wrong, it's not my fault. That's all I can tell you. You know,
what if somebody gets pulled in front of the judge here one day and he's sitting there listening and he hears the judge doing this and he's thinking, he's sentencing me, and I'm thinking, hey, I remember him reading to me as a youngster as well.
Yes. Probably if I see him in my court for sentencing, they probably haven't been doing a lot of work on reading.
Exactly.
That's been my experience in the courts.
Get an education, stay in school. How's that for?
That's exactly right. I think 90% of the people I see in my criminal cases do not have a high school diploma. If they do, they graduate in 1.8 out of a 4.0 grade point average. So I would tell you, reading and staying in school. You know, once I start saying that, I start sounding like my dad, don't I?
Well,
stay in school.
Well, nothing wrong with your dad.
No, I know. He was,
Well, it's one of the things. I mean, you talk about the Kiwanis. That's what a lot of their things do, relate to the kids in the community.
And that's why we sponsor the youth organizations, and that's exactly right. We've been focused towards the kids far more in Kiwanis over the last decade or so. It gives us a couple advantages. Number one, when we're working with kids, it does provide some, youthful exuberance that also builds up our sort of excitement, and that's always great. And then, you know, the fact of the matter is I see it in my job, and I see it elsewhere, that involvement with youth and getting youth involved in our community is like a win-win situation, because if they understand what's going on in the community, the problems in the community, they can better address it as they get older, when they have more power. But now, so we just love what we're able to do for kids in our community and for the community as a whole.
And one of the reasons you can do that is you get the funds from the Strawberry Festival, which again is coming up next Wednesday, and this is at the St. John Lutheran Church on West River Road. Strawberry Festival.
And it's also important because not only are we providing the strawberry and the biscuits and the ice cream, but we have one of our members makes chocolate-covered strawberries and chocolate-covered pretzels. And I understand some people may have some allergies, you know, and are avoid certain types of food. And so they sort of focus their love of food towards chocolate.
Wow.
And so for those individuals.
Well, Craig and I have faux allergies at the moment because we're having the health department come in bringing some. But Craig is still confused about strawberries. He claims that there's fuzzy things on the strawberries.
I think they've got like little things protruding from the spores on the strawberries. What do you think?
I think he'll avoid, you know, I heard his comments about kale. And yeah, it's sharp-edged green leafy matter that scares the heck out of him. And now it's little, I'm sorry. I, those who are listening, don't let the man scare you. Strawberries are a great thing. They wouldn't call it a strawberry moon unless strawberries were great.
Yeah.
And so for those of you who are healthy conscious. Yes.
Otherwise, Craig, you're just eating biscuits with ice cream.
That's okay too.
We have our friends who does love to do that as well. So
there you go.
We're okay with that.
Well, I said strawberries. That's not an issue. I'm not going to let a little spore activity stop me from eating a strawberry.
Right.
Where do you get the strawberries? Do you know?
Well,
you must get an awful lot of them.
You
right?
know, that's the dilemma not having Dr. Layman here, because Denny's been the co-chair for maybe two decades now. And
he's picking strawberries this morning,
and anybody,
probably.
Yeah. Not quite, but although this is the strawberry picking time of the season.
Almost.
He's the one in charge of getting the strawberries, getting the juice. I can just tell you, because I've been involved with that part before, is around the lunchtime on next Wednesday. There'll be a crew of about 10 to 20 Kiwanians and friends and families slicing up the strawberries, putting them together with the juice. They do that in the afternoon. And then all I know is when I come in at 3:30 in the afternoon to run the line that I am in charge of, which is the actual strawberry biscuit ice cream line, they're all there for me. It's perfectly made, and
did you go
it's
to like
to
go. Like a Henry Ford School of Automation to figure out how to assemble all of these things working with the strawberry? Was it biscuit, strawberries, and then ice cream?
Well, you got to get in the right order. Right. First of all, you got to get the plate.
Oh.
Then the biscuits.
See.
Then the ice cream. Then the strawberries, and if you wish, whipped cream on top.
Uh-huh.
That's the process.
And then have the spoon at the other end, or is it a fork?
Exactly. When you get your plate. And then you can also, for those of you who love it so much while they're there and they want to take some home with them, they can get to carry out. We have carry out. We'll sometimes have people come in and order 20 dinners, 20 strawberry dinners.
Wait, dinners? He called them a dinner.
That's what I eat for dinner that night. I'm telling you that much.
Oh,
I don't, although, okay, to be honest and for full disclosure,
okay,
we also have an area where we're selling a lot of food like cabbage and noodles, hot dogs, chili dogs, stuff like that. So we're also providing what would they call brazier food in that regard. Now that's extra. The ticket gets you your strawberry, ice cream, biscuits, whipped cream, whether here or to go. And then you can also obtain, like I said, the chocolate-covered strawberries, chocolate-covered pretzels, warm food, soda. So we got it all.
All right. I thought it was going to be tough waiting for the Cavs to start the NBA Finals. Now I got to wait a whole week for the Strawberry Festival. This is going to...
It is. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have teased you so early.
No, that's okay. He's going to give us... Mark said he's going to give us some tickets to be giving away in the next couple of days.
But so better make sure he understands that whole pile is
not
Craig's.
Whole pile.
Because he's going to get himself a lifetime supply of strawberries.
Right. Yeah.
He
has like 10 different disguises that he'll use for each of the different tickets as he comes through.
You mean that last ticket wasn't good enough for the whole night? No, sir, just once.
Or if it's like Craig tells me on some occasions, he'll go to some place and people won't recognize him again. So they'll say, I you look familiar or whatever. And so he'll be able to...
Have I seen you on radio before?
Yeah. Strawberry Festival again, Wednesday, June 10th at St. John Lutheran Church on West River Road in Elyria. If you know a Kiwanian of Elyria, they have the tickets. How else can you get the tickets?
We have a website. But what I tell people is, because it's kind of short in time frame and stuff like that, just call me. I'm the ticket distributor, and tickets have been distributed to all of our members. And so there's about 1,500 tickets already out in distribution to our members. But if you don't have a friend in the organization, just dial 329-5724. I've done a dangerous thing. I've just given you my direct line at my office in the courthouse, which means, of course, those hundreds of people who are unhappy with the job I performed over the last 16 and a half years can also call that number.
Well, if they call, you just tell them $6 for pre-sale tickets.
That's right. And so they save a dollar by calling me.
Right.
I'll set the tickets at the door. You
You don't have to go through the metal detector or anything like that?
No. No screening devices other than hunger. And then they can also call me at home. There's an answering machine there, and I'll 327-5020. They'll call me at home, and I'll make sure that their tickets are waiting for them at the front door. And that way, if they get my call me before the day of the event, I can make sure it's $6 rather than $7.
Judge, you mentioned 16 and a half years on the bench. What do you think about that? Did you ever think it would be 16 and a half?
It's a huge number. It really, you know.
It's a long time.
It's just within the last couple of days, you know, because when this term is up, and I'm going to run one more time, but 18 years. And I'm thinking 16 and a half years in the same job. That's a pretty exciting. How long have you been here, Craig? I'm at WEOL,
yeah,
not in, on the
total,
on the plants.
Total 24 years. The most consecutive would be 19 now.
That's outstanding.
Yeah.
Did you ever think that's what you'd be able to accomplish?
19 years in a row? No.
No. And it's exactly right. 16 and a half is you know, and there's still lots of new stuff. You know, one of the difficulties you always face when you're at a job that length of time is you got to fight to make sure you don't think that the next case is the same as the last case. And that's really the biggest issue when you're in the job that long is you always have to stay on top of it, because if you start making certain assumptions based upon what you see in the past, then you're not giving that person who's in front of you today the fair consideration that you gave to that same person or a similar person 2 weeks ago or 2 years ago. And so that's sometimes difficult. You know, when I went into the job, I had a litigation background, didn't have a criminal background. And so that was all new and fresh and different. And now sometimes it seems like it's very similar to what we've seen in the past. And so you always got to stay on top of that. You really do.
Your dad was in court before you. Mm-hmm. Did he give you any advice at the time of what you might have to deal with?
Yeah, he did. And that's why, like I said, sometimes I scare myself when I start saying something on the bench and I'm thinking, oh, I know my dad said that 18 years ago or 19 years ago when he was on the bench. He did. You know, he always talked about trying to make sure that you are fully prepared when you walk in there. You know, most lawyers who walk into your courtroom for a particular case, they know more, not only more about that case, but maybe about the applicable law, because they're focusing on that area of the law. Whereas a judge, you have to sort of generalize. There's a broad civil practice, a broad criminal practice. And so he always talked about trying to be as fully prepared as possible when you take the bench. And that way that there's minimal surprises. The other thing it does is it sends a message to the attorneys who are practicing in front of you, number one, that they're not going to get anything past you that doesn't fly, and number two, that they're going to have a fully prepared judge. And quite honestly, I think that's helped settle cases, because if they think you don't know what the applicable law is or how the law applies in a particular case, it gives them an opportunity to maybe maneuver and to get an advantage in that regard. So you have to stay on top of it. And that's one of the things he also talked about, being hard work. And it is. And he also used to talk to me about trying to separate what you do in the job from what you do in the world. And that's part of the reason why I'm on the Larry Aquinas Club, because, you know, not only do I get I did it initially because I wanted to help the community. That was something my dad was, and both my dad and mom were big on. But I think also it's important to see, you know, because you don't always see success in the courts. You see a lot of success in the community, especially when you're involved in the community, working with groups like the Key Clubs. You see, you know, and you say to yourself, no, this vision of where is this world going to? If you watch what kids are like now, you see that I don't have, if all I did was work in the courts, I'd probably have a very depressing view of what our community is like and where it's going. But working in Kiwanis, I see that we've got great opportunities in this community, great kids growing up, and they have it's an exciting world for them, and I think. And so I really like that aspect of making sure that what I do in the community keeps me from sort of getting into that rut of what happens when I do a work like I do for the last 16 years.
There's a certain reason why you wear a robe then. It kind of puts you in that mindset for that particular role and what your responsibilities are at that point.
I just like the robe because black is slimming. And I find that some people might think I actually look lighter when I'm wearing my robe.
Well, it does have a little flow. It flows a little bit better too.
You know, I've always dreamed about the possibility of, you know, getting, we used to call them Dickies back when we were.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That
oh, you know that. You know that. Skylab.
Skylab. Well, that's more difficult.
Right.
But, you know, the old turtleneck that you used to wear, and right. It was actually just like a top.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there's. I've had this dream of having sort of a tie and a collared shirt that just I sew on the inside of my robe, And then when I put the robe on, I just button that up, and I'm ready to go and shorts and T-shirt otherwise. Yeah. But
that would work if you had sort of just an interchangeable clip-on tie that would fit for that. That way people wouldn't always notice the same
exactly,
tie.
You know? Exactly. But, you know, people make fun of people who wear clip-on ties, generally speaking, you know. And so,
well, not to their face, they don't. At
least. Oh, yes, they do.
Do they, Craig?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I went to Catholic grade school and high school, so I know how to tie a tie. So I don't have to worry about the clip-on, but, you know.
Yeah, but if you get into a fight, the clip-on is no, you know, it just comes right off and you don't have to worry about that.
That's why the deputies and probation officers will generally wear the clip-on ties. Because
so you're making fun of the deputies and the probation officers now.
Yes, but, you know, what I do is we have a crew of deputies who work security at the courthouse. And so every year for the Strawberry Festival, since I get a large number of tickets as a member of the club, I give free tickets to any of the deputies who work security. I give it to my deputies. I offer it to my probation officers. They're not mine, but the courts. The probation officers, the clerks of courts, the jury commissioners. So usually you'll find about 10 or 15 of our county employees at the Strawberry Festival on my tickets because they do a lot of good things for me. These guys are keeping me safe, and they do a lot of work for me. I couldn't possibly be successful as a judge unless I had really good probation officers and deputy clerks. And so I like to try to thank them every year for all the effort they give for me and to the county by giving them free tickets to the Strawberry Festival. Wow.
Well, he's given us some free tickets to give away, which we'll be doing in the next couple of days. Mark Betlesky, judge, and also Kawanian. This Delirious Strawberry Festival coming up on June 10th at the St. John Lutheran Church. Presale tickets, $6, $7 at the door, and it gets underway at 4 o'clock on next Wednesday. Thanks for coming in, Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Who needs Denny to come in to help? You did a nice job all on your own.
Well, I'm going to use this for like a year on Denny. This might be the best day of my life.
There might be some like fee he has to pay into some kitty or something.
Oh, absolutely. Kawanian, who normally if I'm on the radio, it would cost me money.
Right.
But since I'm here for Kiwanis, no money. But if you're not here for Kiwanis, Fine Master's going to get Denny tomorrow.
Okay, the judge will hand down the verdict. what kind of a penalty would that be? We'll have to see.
Oh.
Thanks very much for coming in. Thanks.